Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, The Bird Show.
All right, I need a little help from parents. I know this is going to be pretty boring for those of you that don't have kids, but just bear with me for a couple of seconds because my house is just it's a poop fest right now, is what it is.
You or Stacey or Hayden?
Well, it was me for a while because I'm getting to that age.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's Hayden and potty training, and we're really kind of in the dark about it. So I almost felt like I'd like to do an idiot's guide to potty training because we are totally clueless about it right now.
That would be great. How old is Hayden now?
He's 2.5.
Okay.
And I think like between 2 and 3, I think, is when kids start to get potty trained. But as I understand it, and we don't have a lot of friends. I think part of the reason why we're so in the dark is we don't have a lot of friends that have kids that are Hayden's age. So we're trying to do it kind of like blindsided. And I think Stacey's picked up like Baby Wise potty training book, but she's only gotten through a couple of pages so far. And we're failing miserably at it right now. Here's how we understand it's supposed to happen. Like once the child says to you something about potty, then that's like the red light. Okay, it's time to start potty training. Once that happens, you're supposed to put them on the toilet every 45 minutes. And you do some positive reinforcement things. And then eventually, after about 2 weeks, they say, or a week and a half, he should be telling you when he needs to go to the bathroom so you don't have to constantly be running in there every 45 minutes or an hour. We haven't found that to be the case. So we're still running in there every 45 minutes. And while he's doing pretty good with number one, number two, not so good. So he's pooping all over the house.
Oh, no.
I mean, yeah.
Now, how old is Hayden
again?
Like
a minefield in my house sometimes.
How old is Hayden again?
He's about 2.5.
Okay. Because I was going to say, I mean, because I think we talked about this a little off air, and I have heard also that boys do it later than girls, right? Potty training?
I've heard that.
Because I wonder if he's a little early. At 2.5.
Okay, maybe so.
I don't know.
I guess my question here also is, and the calls are starting to come in now. I guess my question is, how long do you go before you realize that it's just not right? Mm-hmm. Also, because we're 2 weeks into this, and the one thing that Stacey did read is about a week and a half, 2 weeks. If they haven't figured it out, just go back to the diapers. Mm-hmm. But we almost feel like, I don't know, we feel like we're halfway home right now. Mm-hmm. We're halfway home.
Halfway
He's got number
there.
One. He's got number one down.
Does he have the pull-up diapers that he can pull up and off by himself, right?
Yes.
They're kind of like underwear.
Yeah.
But they're diapers.
Right. And they're not really even diapers. They don't absorb as much. So the theory is that the child's supposed to be uncomfortable if he does that in his pants.
Right.
So he'll start complaining and not want to do that anymore. But not my kid. He's got no problem with that at all. Play in the poo. No worries. So the idiot's guide to potty training. I won't spend a lot of time on this, but you guys could sure help me out. Good morning, Karen.
Hey, Bert. Good morning.
Good morning. Can you help me out here?
Well, I can offer a little advice that worked for us.
Okay.
I have two little boys, and we did potty parties for the both of them.
Potty parties?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
And every time that we got them to go potty, we got the little, you know, the little things you blow at the birthday parties, the little streamer things.
Yeah.
We did those, and then we gave them, and this is really terrible, but we gave them a Skittle each time that they went potty. It took 2 weeks.
Oh, really? Okay, now we've been using like those little mini M&Ms.
That too, yeah. I just didn't give my kids too much chocolate, so we chose the Skittles. But either way.
I think the one thing that Stacey's read about this also is that stickers seem to be like a really great positive reinforcement thing. So every time he goes, he gets to put a sticker on the back of his little potty toilet.
Mm-hmm. That too. We did tattoos.
You did tattoos. Okay, and that worked for you. And in 2 weeks, everything was fine.
Done. Yep.
And how old were your kids when they started?
They were, my little one was 2.5, like Hayden.
Okay.
And my older son was almost 3.5.
So if you were 2 weeks into this and it wasn't working out so well for you, would you continue doing it or would you go back to the diapers?
I would continue.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, have a great day.
You too, bye now.
But did you hear what she said about her older son, that he was three and a half.
Yeah.
So Might take a little longer than you're hoping.
Good morning, Cassie, the idiot's guide to potty training.
Hi, guys. Hey, hi, Jen. It's Cassie.
Hi, Cassie.
My husband's in Iraq, Cassie.
Yeah, Cassie came out to the Atlanta Guy Without a Shirt promotion a couple weeks ago.
Oh, sidebar. How did that go?
It was good.
Yeah?
Good to get out. But my husband started potty training, Eli, at 16 months. We started because my daughter was done at 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
So we started at 16 months. And what we did is in the morning, you get him up and put him on the toilet. We did it basically every 2 hours. They go. And then he gets, we have a gumball machine. And he's 2 years old. He's exactly 2 years old. And I just trip train him every 2 hours. Now that I'm at home and not teaching, I take him every 2 hours and put him on the potty. And I have the stickers. That's a good idea. But you know what? Boys take longer than girls. Do not go back to diapers, Bert.
Do not go back the other way.
Don't go back.
Okay.
You got to get rid of what you used to do and keep trying to do forward and do the pull-ups. And it's going to take longer than 2 weeks. Girls could be maybe 2 weeks. And let him see you go.
Yeah, I've done that deal. Yeah,
not in the shower.
Yeah, Stacy and I have argued that point. Like, for a while there, she wanted me to show him number one and number two, and that's where I drew the line. I'm like, that's crazy talk right there. No one is sitting there pooping in front of their kid.
Number one was okay with you.
Yeah, that's fine, but I'm not. Yeah, what are you? She's out of her mind.
Somebody should call defense.
That is a little gross.
It is a little gross. And I thought for sure I wouldn't get. When we started talking about that months ago, people were emailing me going, yep, that's why I did it. No problem. I pooped in front of my kid, and I think you're all nuts.
Mm-mm.
I think you're all crazy. Good morning, all the hits,
Q100. Good morning.
Hey.
Okay, I know this sounds funny, but I'm a nanny, and I have a 6-year-old girl and a 4-year-old boy. And when I was going through potty training, we used cereal. And we would let him pick out his cereal, and we would say, okay, you got to shoot the target.
Oh, really?
You put the cereal on the target.
So it was fun. So after he got done, he got to see how many he dunked.
That's kind of a trick shot right there, though, because he's sitting down on the potty to start out, right?
Well, that's the thing. The kids don't realize that. And once, I know this sounds gross, but once it goes in the potty, it sticks to it.
Got it. So every shot is a good shot.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And so after if he would go like 3, I think it was like 3 days, he would get a Thomas train because he was big in his Thomas train.
Right.
And so at the end, he would go get a Thomas train. But we would also set a cooking timer. I did it for 30 minutes when it was the potty, when we had to go do number one. But when it came to number two, we would set it for 50.
So every 20 and every 50 minutes you were in that bathroom with him?
Well, when it came to number two, I was in there every 50 minutes.
Wow. Okay.
So, I mean, it worked for me, but do not go back to the pull-up.
Do not go back. Once you start, do not go back.
Do not go back to the pull-ups.
Do not go back to the pull-ups.
Here's a question. Once he's on the potty, you know, we were doing this 45 minutes thing.
Yeah.
How long, do kids go every 45 minutes? Or, like, how long do you let him sit there before you know it's not
going
to happen?
He's been going every 45 minutes, so it hasn't been, like, a real big struggle. Like, he gets on there sometimes and he gets distracted, but if you make him look down, that's when he goes.
Every 45
what
minutes?
What do you mean?
Number one. He looks down inside the toilet, and that's when he'll start going. But other than that, yeah, he's just kind of looking around the bathroom.
How often do they number two?
Well, he's only going once a day.
So, but he's on the potty every 45 minutes
to do number one, right?
So you're not forcing him to number two every 45 minutes.
No, you can't say,
Because I'm like, you can't force that. You're going to torture the child, and then he's going to have a bad number two experience his whole life.
Good morning, Amy.
Hey, I was just calling to say, you know, that they say if you force kids, that's the worst thing you can do because then they're petrified of it. And I found that true with my oldest, who will be 4 this month. But, we tried at 18 months because everybody was saying, oh, you should start trying at 18 months because she was fascinated with the potty. Mm-hmm. And it didn't work. It did not work. I had the terrible experience from it. So we backed off for a little bit, and then we did the... bought a big calendar and put it up in the potty in the bathroom, and then she got to put stickers on it, and then we did this buy her surprise every couple of days if she went without any accidents or whatever. But number two issue took about a month.
Okay, and how long did you go trying and failing before you decided to go back to the diapers?
Well, the first time we did it for like a month, and then we realized that she just wasn't ready, and then so we backed off. For about another month, we did the diapers, and then we went, and then she came. About a month later, she came to me, and she's like, Mommy, I need to go potty.
Oh, really?
And I said, okay.
Okay.
And so we went. So, I mean, it's just,
you have to kind of watch your own, you know, with your first kid, because you, from listening to you every morning, it's kind of like with me that your first kid's rotten, and my first child is rotten. And
is rotten?
So spoiled, I should say. You know, they get...
spoiled rotten.
Spoiled rotten,
yeah,
I gotcha. Okay.
Spoiled rotten. My oldest is very, so it was kind of like a trial and game era with her that that we did with the potty training.
It's like you get such conflicting information. Like on one hand, they tell you that once they start, don't go back. But then you get the information also that you can't press them, because if you press them, then they're not going to do it. Mm-hmm. So to me, I'm still confused on how long you go before it's not working out for you, before you back off it. Because you don't want to scar them from going to the bathroom, you know? I haven't figured out anything.
So he's doing the number one at 45 minutes just fine. But the number two thing he hadn't figured out yet.
Number two, he's not telling us. And even number one, he's been having quite like a lot of accidents and stuff when he's in school. So we're just not exactly, we still don't know if we should continue doing it or go backwards.
And of course, from the Burt Show listeners,
we get
50-50.
50-50. Yeah.
Can you exchange him for a new kid?
Two puppies. Hey, you want to trade?
No.
No?
Uh-uh.
Hey, the Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm going to take a page out of the Burt Weiss radio handbook where it only takes one phone call.
Okay. We had one of those earlier.
Yeah, it only takes one phone call. Here's the story. Jessica and I... you know, if you've ever seen us, we come back from vacation, love to take pictures, take a ton of pictures. We have pictures on the wall in our house. We have photo albums, whatever. But one of her complaints was that she, you know, the cameras that we use, I always buy like nice cameras because I want to take nice pictures, but it's not convenient to carry in a tiny little going out purse, which, mm-hmm. you know, she wears. I'm not going to sling a camera over my shoulder to, you know, go to Vision or something. So in the store a few days ago, and I find this digital camera that's like 3 inches long, half inch thick. It's a good quality camera. It's on sale. And I bought it. So it has been living in Jessica's purse since then.
And you're in like gadget heaven.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, it's a cool basic.
It's annoying. And I'll tell you why in a second.
Well, it's only annoying because you are one of the people that I'm about to talk about.
Every time you go out with Jeff now, he's got this camera and he's snapping pictures left and right. There's not a private moment. It's like having your own private paparazzi around or the guy from American Beauty.
I love that. Let's go out more often.
So we go to Vision on Saturday night, which, you know, as fun as it was, there were some ugly moments. Mm-hmm. See Bert's eye. And but the camera was out, and I was probably only holding it a third of the time. Like, it was just getting passed around, and people were taking pictures of their friends, whatever, yada, yada.
You must have given it to Rodney Ho.
Yeah, no, he brought his own. But, you know, so everybody was taking different pictures, and so when I got home, it was cool to download them all and look at them all and see all the stuff, like, stuff that I didn't even see happening, but somebody was holding the camera and got caught on film. And then I, you know, put them up on a site so I could share them with everybody who participated in that evening. Well, I got more than one phone call with requests to remove pictures. I'm not going to name who it was or what was going on in the pictures, but more than one phone call to take pictures down off the website for one reason or another.
Yeah, I'll volunteer and say I was the first.
I was going to say, is one of them a married man staring at you right now?
Yeah, but it didn't have anything to do with married. It just had to do with, I mean, he had these really close-up pictures of that lump on my head as soon as it happened. And I was just so embarrassed by it that I didn't want somebody downloading it and then sending it around, because I'm embarrassed by the whole situation.
Sure.
You know?
No, I only was describing you as married because there's two men in the room staring at Jeff, and you're the only married one.
Okay.
I wasn't saying it like in reference to the picture.
Yeah, she wasn't talking about me.
Well, Bert wanted to take it down because he didn't want his head twin to be sent all around the broadcast industry.
It's just, you know, embarrassing.
Head twin.
But there were other people who wanted him down because some people were doing things they shouldn't have been doing. Other people were touching people they shouldn't have been touching. Some people were showing things they shouldn't have been showing. Like...
Now, Jeff, don't you take some responsibility knowing that you are putting these... I mean, it's almost like what happens at Vision stays at Vision, and you were putting it on the internet.
I've never heard of that rule.
But, I mean, these are your friends that are getting drunk and doing things that they normally do.
And they were all there.
And you were taking pictures of it.
And Melissa's saying, and there you are taking compromising positions.
You're weird.
Pictures of all your friends.
I didn't take most of them. Like, I was shocked when I got them. Like, these are people were doing stuff in pictures that they wouldn't have done in front of me.
Right.
So anyways.
So you were laughing when you posted them.
Yes. So the phone calls came in yesterday. Hey, man, would you mind taking down number 101? Hey, if it's cool, is there any way you could... So I just, you know, I took them down. I'm not out to get anyone or anything. But I started to think, this is how blackmail begins.
True.
Like, I've obviously got a photograph.
Oh, who are you going to blackmail?
Well, that's the thing. Like, I could...
He's got a couple of names that he really, I mean, because if my pictures are up and it's just a lump on my head and they're sent around, it's embarrassing, but there's nothing that could really get me in trouble with my family or friends about. He's got pictures of people that would really be incriminating.
Do the listeners know the website?
No.
No, and we're not going
to
tell
them. They're not going
to. No.
Oh, well, see, I was going to start blackmailing people.
Why? Yeah.
Send me some money, Western Union, by 10 o'clock, or I'll give out the website.
That's a good point.
It is a good point.
So there's, you know, like, that's how blackmail begins. So if this ever occurs again, because I fully intend on having the camera, because pictures are cool. So if this comes up again at some point in the future.
You're going to start losing a lot of friends. They're going to stop inviting you out.
See, that's a plus for Jeff. He doesn't want a lot of friends anyway.
Listen, just behave yourself. If you're not hitting yourself in the head with a beer bottle, then you don't have a lump on the website.
Well, Bert doesn't have much to worry about. That's just kind of vanity.
It's just embarrassing.
Ugly pictures up of you.
Worst comes to worst, yeah. I mean, listeners download it. They think I'm an idiot. You probably already do. Not a big deal. But there are some in there where there are some people hooking up that should not be hooking up.
Relationships that we know would be over.
So anyways.
Dude! I gotta know who it is!
For future reference. For future reference, is there anyone listening right now who is currently in or has ever been in a blackmail situation?
And I think it's such an interesting question because you see blackmail all the time, like in movies and on TV, but it doesn't seem to me like it's anything that's really ever viable. Like every now and then, I guess you hear about like a movie star or a baseball player that's being blackmailed, but it never really happens in everyday life. So I'm really interested to see if we'll even get one phone call from somebody that has ever been in any kind of blackmail situation at all.
I bet like divorces around any kind of legal action. I bet there's been those, at least in the movies, the manila envelopes where you have pictures in black and white and you're meeting behind a park somewhere.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what
I should do is blow these up to like 8x10 on black and white.
Oh, good God.
And put them in an envelope and then I go there and they slide over. They set down a briefcase full of cash and I set down a briefcase that just has that envelope in it and then we get up and leave and take the other briefcase.
So if anybody calls with a blackmail story, we can put them on the voice.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Right?
For sure.
Absolutely.
If you've ever been in any kind of blackmail, you were the one doing the blackmailing, you got blackmailed, you knew of somebody, want to know if this happens in real people time. We need the voice disguiser for all of these calls. And these are all fake names also. Good morning, Ashley. You're on All the Hits, Q100.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the voice disguiser. No way we can recognize your voice.
Okay, good.
What's up?
So, yeah, about 3 years ago, I keyed some guy's car in a drunken fit, really. In the city of Atlanta. And I get a call from his lawyer about a week later that there was a surveillance camera with my license plate on it. And I was shown doing an act of vandalism. But I never heard back. But then he started calling probably about a month later and would demand sexual favors to keep it quiet.
Oh no! Really?
And it's been about 3 years, and I have to admit I've done it. I mean,
I did,
yeah. Because I have a job. If it gets out, I would lose my job, and it was a totally different lifestyle for me then.
How often did you have to have sex with this guy for him to keep that secret?
Well, I would have to do things like to him, you know, I can't really say, you know, regulations, but things were done with my mouth.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. But I mean, he would act like he would try to flatter me into it, but then if I said no, he'd be like, listen, you, something, I have this camera, this video of you.
You car keyer?
Yeah. And he was like, and then he would be like, well, this thing was, you know, $800, and then it was $3,000. I'm like, it's hard to, you have no power in that situation.
So how many times did he keep coming back to you saying, look, I need a little bit more, I need a little
probably
bit more?
Like 20.
20?
Sometimes, like, I would be like, I just had dental surgery, or, you know, like, I faked accidents. Like,
I'd be like, I have, you know, a severe kidney problem. I'd make things up just to, like, get them off my back for a while, but
literally.
Crazy. Yeah, literally.
So how did it finally end? How did you finally say, okay, that's it, no more,
it
that's
hasn't.
It? It hasn't.
It hasn't yet.
I moved, actually. I got into, I moved cities. And I got my number changed, and, you know, I got a new car. But he still finds a way to find me every once in a while. He'll send me, like, an email.
So until you get that tape from him, I mean, you just keep you have to run. Why don't you just on the very next time go, okay, this is it. Give me the tape and it's over.
Well, I mean, the truth is that the statute of limitations on the crime is about to be up.
But you know what? The crime is you're not going to jail for
this. Yeah, what
would
happen?
I don't know, but, you know, it still sucks to have to pay.
You're not even going to get a ticket. Like,
well... I was going to say, it sucks to do what you do, but I guess it does. But, I mean, I would rather pay than have to do what you've been doing 20, 30 times.
Yeah.
Wow.
At this point, it's very much worth it for me just to pay.
Yeah, I'd say. Oh. Well, I mean, how far out are you from that statute of limitations?
When a lawyer friend of mine said, it's actually probably just about up, because it happened March of 2002. This happened.
And so it's a three-year statute?
Just so you know,
I haven't done a lot of research because it's kind of embarrassing to be like, hey, how long is it before you can keep them a car and walk away clean?
Wow.
But I mean, just so you know, if the damage was $800 and you've been with them 20 times, you're getting $40 a pop. Literally.
Yeah. So I'm like the lowest paid whore in Atlanta, really.
Oh, don't say that about yourself.
Oh, man.
I'm sure there's some cheaper.
Checkaway's going, nope, I haven't found one cheaper than that.
I mean, I've got the lowest moral standards of anyone in this room, and I'm offended by that. I mean, I don't know what's worse. I mean, the fact that you would key someone's car, like, really bothers me. But then the fact that this guy would blackmail you for... I mean, if I found a woman that keyed my car, I'd rather smack her upside the head than sleep with her.
Yeah, he gets some pleasure out of it, but you know the worst part is it wasn't even like I was so drunk I didn't even like deliberately key it. I like swooped my arm across it.
It's no wonder why women are falling over themselves to get to you. I'd rather smack her on the head
than sleep with her.
Than sleep with her.
I would have preferred that.
Ashley, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
If I were you, I would just apply to dude stations.
Dude, I was taking a moral stance on that.
That was your moral stance? I'd rather hit her?
No, I don't. I'm not saying I'd rather. What I'm saying is I can't believe the guy. Like, I wouldn't sleep with somebody that keyed my car. I'd be really upset with them.
You'd think so, right? That's pretty standard, yeah.
I'm telling you, I wouldn't blackmail anybody, and you're getting on my case.
No, well, I mean, I think it was more the hitting of women. Slap her in the head than I would take the money.
Well, I'm not advocating violence against women. Let's not turn that into that.
Suzanne, you too are on The Voice Disguiser. Not your real name. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
That's going to be a tough call to beat, I got to tell you.
No. My situation was I went to Panama City on spring break with a roommate of mine from college, and I'm not a drinker, and we got tore up every single day that we were there. And I actually slept with somebody on the trip, somebody from my college.
Mm-hmm.
And she knew about it. Because it was in the same room that we were all in. Well, when we came back, I had already been engaged to someone else.
Oops.
And when we came back, she had wanted to take me all the time to her hometown of Louisiana. And I would say no, but because she wanted me to hook up with her cousin. And I kept saying no. Well, when we came back from the trip, she had this over me, and she kept saying, I'm going to take you on this trip to Louisiana, and if you don't go, I'm going to tell. So I ended up going and was forced to hook up with somebody else while there. So I hooked up with somebody twice, and both times he never found out about it, and she to this day still blasphemes me about it. Even when we were moving out, she took all of my clothing, underwear, everything, and I was going to call the cops. And she wrote me a letter telling me, I cannot call the cops because if you do, I am going to tell.
What's up, Melissa?
I just want to ask her just to define force to hook up with somebody in Louisiana. Like, you took the trip down there with your roommate, and what is force to hook up with them?
She was blackmailed into it.
This blackmail was part of that, too?
Right.
Yes, definitely. I did not like the person, but he liked me from previous visits, and he wanted to get together with me. And for some reason, she thought it was a good idea and that we would be friends. We would start dating or something. And she forced me to go down there, and she said, you have to. And so I did, and I thought that would be the end of it, but it certainly didn't turn out that way.
So you had to have sex with this person?
Yes, I did.
She's the lowest paid whore in Atlanta. The other girl is at least getting $40 a pop. She's doing it for free.
You got nothing. Right, thank you. All right, last call here. Voice disguiser, not your real name. Good morning, Melanie. Hi.
How are y'all?
Good, thank you.
Well, I was a sophomore in college, and I had been dating this guy for a year that my parents absolutely despised him, and that was probably half the reason that I was dating him. After a year, he started turning a little crazy, but before that year, we had made a tape together. Well, needless to say, my parents found out that I was still dating him. They threatened to cut me off, and they were my only, well, I had a job, but they were my only real financial support to pay my way through school. I had not saved any money or anything like that, and so he found out that they wanted me to stop seeing him, and he said if I stopped seeing him, if we broke it off, that he was going to send my parents the tape.
Oh, whoa, stakes are high.
Oh, wow.
Needless to say, I had a friend in the police department, and I had a lookout, and I broke into his apartment and stole the tape.
Oh,
and
wow.
Prayed to God that it was the only copy.
And was it the only copy?
It hasn't turned up so far.
Wow.
That, you know what? Remember that. When you have stress in your life, at least there's not a chance that someone's going to send a tape of you having sex with someone to your mom and dad.
Oh, think about that.
Like, whatever's stressing you out,
yeah,
that ain't going to happen.
Could there
to
be
you.
Anything worse than that? And then you break into the house and get the tape. It's like right out of a movie.
Well, there's nothing worse than having your parents. Well, first of all, they hated him anyway. And then for them to know that you're having sex and then to actually see it, that could there's nothing worse I can think of.
No, there could be nothing more uncomfortable than that. You're right. Thank you for calling.
Jeff, did you get any ideas?
Yeah, apparently I don't need a trench coat and manila envelopes. But I do need a cousin in Louisiana.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.